Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we are. Welcome in. Semper Fi, Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and always free on the Odyssey app, along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. Charlie, welcome back. A few days off for Charlie.
So, we won't say where he went. So where did he go? The bachelor party
Tennessee.
Or something?
I was in Tennessee, man. It was a great time.
Man, yeah, that's a great part of the country.
It's probably nice weather right now, huh, Charlie?
Gorgeous. Cool. Absolutely gorgeous. It was the autumn. Autumn weather is here. The leaves were changing in the mountains. It was perfect.
So now he's all ready to work forever. And, you know, he don't need no days off.
You don't need no vacation.
No days off.
Another 2 years. I'm back in business. Back in business form.
He's all recharged. Ready
2 years now.
Well, speaking of the weather, it's great outside. But, man, it's hot in the studio. It is warm in here.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're not paying our bill, Chris.
No, I don't know.
We got to get that right. So I don't know. But, the weather's going to be nice, though. It's fall's coming up. I don't think – because last week is like are we still in the summer? Like July type weather?
It was brutal. Coming up at 4:30 this hour, Jim Mora, former Saints and Colts head coach. The Saints are in London. They're off today. And keep in mind, it's 10:12 p.m. over there in London right now. So most of them are sleeping. They'll get on the practice field tomorrow, get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. One of the things I want to see what they address, Mike, I want to start with you. The injuries to Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas, along with Tre'Quan Smith, the concussion, are they going to sign somebody? A receiver.
Yeah, I think Jarvis and Mike is going to be good to go, to be honest. I don't know about Tre'Quan, but I think Jarvis and Mike is going to be with Mike, it's the toe. Man, I do know one thing with Jarvis Landry. Man, he's one tough dude. If he can play, he can play. And so I suspect both of them will play Sunday against the Vikings. I don't know about Tre'Quan.
Well, and you look at Jarvis and that catch. He injured his ankle during the third quarter. Like he landed awkwardly after catching that low 13-yard pass. I'm not blaming it on Jameis, but it was a bad pass that hurt him. It was kind of the same thing when it was behind Odell Beckham in the Super Bowl. When Stafford threw that, remember he hurt his knee?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can get hurt trying to go and catch a misdirected pass that's not as accurate. And then you look at Michael Thomas. I mean, injured his toe during the fourth quarter. Look, we need Michael Thomas. I think that needs to be Jameis' security blanket, not Chris Olave. Nothing against all the targets. That's all fine and dandy. But Chris Olave can have 2 or 3 to 1 more targets or like Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas combined?
No, that don't work.
No, you got to like he should have a handful, not 2.5 handfuls of targets. Nothing against Chris Olave. You know, stretch of defense, big plays. But listen, how you want to move the sticks, just utilize these guys. Christian, I've said this and I told Mike this. Okay, when Alvin Kamara, look at Alvin Kamara's numbers on now.
I did my homework assignment too.
Yeah, what was that?
We're gonna do it because I know we got a break.
Okay.
But off of what Alvin has done, like in 18, 19, and 20, and then what happened in 2020 and in 2021, from a rush receiving standpoint. Now, the rush standpoint, really, to be honest, the first three games of the season, he rushed the football more in 2021 than he did any of the other years. But the receptions, dramatic drop-off.
We'll talk about it in depth.
Well, and he should have, like, kind of a Christian McCaffrey-type running back. Look, like, total scrimmage yards. He shouldn't have like 45 to 50. It should be like, you know, we said 120, 130. Yeah. Well, when he was really rolling, it was over 100 yards where he's nowhere near that. And you know what about Alvin Kamara? The one thing, I don't care, even when Michael Thomas became Offensive NFL Player of the Year, set all the records and all that, you know, Alvin Kamara still had like 84 catches. I don't care if we have all these weapons. Alvin Kamara should still, when the season is all said and done, have 80 to 85 receptions.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, Christian Garrick. We're just getting started here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. And Mike, let's get to those numbers, that homework assignment that Bobby pinned on you earlier today. You came through in the clutch. You didn't have much time, but it was about Alvin Kamara's production. I'll let you break it down.
Yeah, I know how to add numbers pretty good. In 2018, you know, he caught 30 passes in the first three games. In 2019, he caught 17. He caught 27 in 2020. So in that three-year time frame, he's averaging in a three-game spread 24 catches in that three games. So 24 total in three games. Average last year, 10 catches for 62 yards in the first three games. This year, 5 catches for 19 yards. Okay, he only played 2 games, but he didn't even get to 10. Yeah, you know, so that's where the dramatic drop-off has come on with Alvin. It hasn't been with rushes. When you look at it, in 2018, he was averaging 12 carries a game. In 2019, for the first three games, 14. In 2020, 10. Last year, 17 carries in the first three games. This year, he's averaging 12. But well, it's the receptions.
He has to be a pass-receiving running back. Hello, Jameis, I'm trying to help you. And I mean, that's an easy throw.
That's where this is. I'm talking about if you went from averaging 24 in a three-game stretch in 18, 19, 20, last year it was more than half. You dropped to 10. This year you got 5.
No, Mike, you got to play smart and you got to understand – that Alvin Kamara would be one, like, okay, let's say you have, like, even a third and eight. Man, that's not a favorable down. I'm so confident in Alvin Kamara's skill set and his moves that you could throw under the chains. It might be, and all of a sudden, a 4 or 5 yard pass, but then he gained four
We've
or five
seen
yards.
It over and over again.
Yes, all of a sudden, first down. Now,
From a quarterback's perspective, what do you think is going on with Jameis? Is it the back? Is it the knee, the ankle? Or is it something where does he not process information quick enough? What is it?
So if it's the back, it's the knee, why does he go 7 for 7 on the one drive? Okay, well, when is this all of a sudden the game's out of hand? He went 7 for 7. What, yeah. His back and knee wasn't hurting then? No, I mean, it's like how you process information. It's like pre-snap read. I don't know how – I'm not in that meeting room. Now, you want to take Pete Carmichael or I wish Drew Brees would be in those meetings and pick his brain, or you'd have to be in that meeting. Okay, well, how is he processing like pre-snap read? And okay, where are you going? You can have a pre-snap read and looking, okay, thinking what the defense is going to do, and then what if it changes after you first drop back? Do you stay with the same read, or does that change, or are you going in a different direction? I don't know that if he – I'm not saying he's – because he can't play in the NFL and really do this, or you won't last. You can't predetermine, I'm throwing here no matter what. I don't care, I'm just throwing it. Now, you might do that now and then, and you get desperate, but you still got to go through your progressions. Like 1, 2, 3, whatever. You have to know where your outlets are. And we had a text, I think, in the post game, and they said, we had enough blockers. And, you know, in theory, when you're playing cover zero, that you never have enough blockers. You can keep everybody in because you have the quarterback. The quarterback can't block no one. Let's say you have 7 blockers. Okay, they could bring 8, whatever. Who's staying in? Somebody now. You can have a linebacker or defender can green dog. Let's say they're guarding the running back 1-on-1, and you want it to stay in and block. Then you come off like you're rushing, and then if they peel off on the route, you peel off with them and you guard them. But you can have a guy coming free if it's a true cover zero with no safety in the middle. So you can have a guy coming free. That's when the ball got to come out of your hand. Then you have to get the yards after the catch. You know,
it shows. I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, they don't respect Jameis Winston if they're going to come after him with zero. They would never do that to Drew. They never did it to Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and others.
Hey, listen, if you're
when
a veteran,
they did it,
they got burned.
They were selective.
And if they didn't get home, then they got burned.
Because no, they want to do it.
Because it's like live by the sword, die by the sword, either feast or famine. If you're truly a veteran quarterback, and Jameis is not a rookie, but he's played 8 years now. No, he should be chomping at the bit when they bring in zero. And you got a guy like Michael Thomas, he's going to beat one-on-one coverage, just leverage with his body. You're going to win. Sure. You're hoping they do cover zero because it simplifies the coverage because you're not trying to throw it through the forest.
Yeah, you know you're getting man.
But right. Guys,
it's not like a three-man rush and dropping 8.
Bottom line is this. Alvin Kamara is more and more getting taken out of the passing game. And that's not good for the Saints.
And that's not because of Pete Carmichael. Is that the quarterback?
Hey, listen, they call on the same damn plays as the Drew Brees. Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, they call on the same plays. If Alvin Kamara's not more involved because the quarterback's not getting him the ball.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, Christian Garrick, Jim Mora, former Saints and Colts head coach, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. We welcome in now Jim Mora, former Saints head coach and Colts head coach. Jim, coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Semper Fi, man.
Hey, now,
hey, same to you, man.
Now, coach, you've watched now the Saints for a number of years. You've seen the quarterback play and all. And do you think, in your assessment, do you think Jameis sometimes a little too greedy instead of taking what the defense gives you as far as the checkdowns? The reason why I bring that up, he needs to get Alvin Kamara more involved. Alvin Kamara, every year, like with Drew, 84 catches, and he's just not even getting the targets. I mean, you have to have sustained drives there for your own time of possession, and then you're helping your defense out. Well, what did you take what you've witnessed so far?
Well, yesterday I definitely felt that way. It seemed to me like he was trying to get the bomb, easy one. You're not easy, but in one shot, instead of maybe working up the field a little bit with intermediate throws and shorter throws. Alvin Kamara, I really haven't seen much of him this year, and I've watched every game. And I'm wondering what the heck they're going to do with this guy. You know, I mean, he's a great player, and we got to get him the ball some way. So if it's the passing game that he needs to be involved in, which he has been in the past, I think we better get it going.
Coach, one of the things that I talked to Bobby about, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but, man, it seems like the stars of that Saints defense are not playing like stars. Cam Jordan's been relatively unproductive. The Honey Badger, Marcus May, I know he missed last week with an injury. DeMario Davis looks like his play has dropped off a bit, albeit still, you know, top three in tackles. It just looks like they're not getting enough production from their stars on the defense side.
Well, Coach, you know this. Your great players just can't be good or very good. They got to be great the majority of the time.
Yeah, and I don't know how many great players they have on that defense. I think they got a lot of really good players on that defense, but I don't know anybody that stands out or has stood out this year in three games that would you considered as
right,
playing like a great player. And I think where they've been good, basically, I mean, they've had some really good, DeMario and those guys. But I think that overall, you know, nobody's really been something really, really special, but they've been good. All, you know, the secondary's been good. I think that's been their weak spot in the past. But I think their linebackers have been really good. Their defensive line has been exceptional. But yeah, maybe a couple of those guys are getting a little bit, you know, old and aren't quite the athletes that they were in the past. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's the case. I don't know, but I don't see anybody really standing out. I don't see great pass rush from Cameron Jordan. I don't see him just whipping by people and things like that. And I've always been a big fan of his, but defensively. Yeah, I don't know. You know, they're sound, they're solid, they're playing good defensively. I thought it was the strongest part of their game. I still think it is, but a thing that I'm kind of concerned about it. You know, they get the two receivers back, or they get the what's his name? I can't think of his name.
Mike Thomas, Jarvis Landry.
Him. I always forget his name, but anyway, he's been good. He looked good against that first game, you know, where he caught those passes at the end of the game to give him the win. Jameis, to me, has some nice plays, but overall, I think he's not being consistently good enough to be a winner. And I don't know. I'm a little bit disappointed. I was very disappointed in the game they played Sunday.
Coach, when you look at the league as a whole, and every once in a while you see a shootout game, but really the first three games of the season has really been dominated by the defenses. And, you know, that hasn't necessarily been the case over the last couple of years. And maybe it's how they handle preseason. The practices are different today. There seems to be offensive line issues with a ton of teams and figuring out what's best offensively. But, okay, we watched the two GOATs, okay, Sunday afternoon, 14-12. We watched another game Sunday night between the Broncos and the 49ers. It was like a baseball score. Now, do you think that maybe how training camp and preseason is offensively is not getting the teams ready to go for early in the year? And September is almost like a preseason month for them.
Yeah, and I, you know, that was obvious, that the low scores of those two games, and I watched them both because they're teams that I am involved with, especially New Orleans. But I see other games where they're scoring 30-some points. Yeah. So I don't know. And I asked myself, in those two games that not many points were scored, does it mean they had great defenses or bad offenses? I don't know. May have been a combination of both. But those were four good football teams. Certainly Tampa and who did they play? Tampa.
Green Bay.
Tampa and Green Bay are two of the best teams in the National Football League. And then Dallas and Denver and
49ers.
And the 49ers are solid teams too. So I don't know. I mean, the offensively, I would think they should be scoring more points.
Yeah.
And I see other games where they are scoring 30-some points.
Now, Coach Moore, I know this is used to beat our heads in with this. We got to protect the football, take away the football. You got to be on the plus side. I mean, it's not this simple. But, you know, you got to take it away and you got to protect it. But if you -3, -3 in back-to-back games, wouldn't you say in the NFL you probably lost those games?
Right. I think if you look at stats every week, and I've always felt this way, and it's not true 100%, but if you look at the who wins the turnover ratio, takeaways as opposed to giveaways, that team is the winner. And again, I look at that almost every Sunday of every year, and it stands out as the factor that is most apparent in the winning teams, that they win the takeaway giveaway ratio. And that's not always true, but it's true much of the time. And you can't just give the ball away. You can't, or you're going to have a hard time winning.
Coach, if the Saints, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but if the Saints lose to Minnesota in London, because it certainly could happen, and Jameis Winston doesn't play well, similar to the way he's played the first three games, does Dennis Allen have a decision to make at quarterback?
Boy, you're asking me some tough questions here today. I don't see Jameis Winston every day in practice. I don't have the knowledge that Dennis has and the coaches have on Jameis, how good he is or what they like or don't like and stuff like that. Certainly, I've been impressed with the way that Dennis has supported Jameis, not only in the past but this year. You know, when he last year before he got hurt, I was unhappy with the way he played. I was not a Jameis Winston fan early in the season before he got hurt. But as he progressed up to the point that he got hurt, which was about halfway through the season, I thought he was making progress. In fact, the last game he played, I don't even know what his stats were. This was last year. The last game he played, you know, before the injury, I was saying, hey, this guy's doing good. He's getting better. We just need to play him more. I mean, or he's going to be playing more and getting better with experience and stuff. And I was kind of going into the season this year feeling the same way, and yet I see some really good times. The last quarter where they won the game, and when he was just superb. I mean, superb, and he was throwing the ball effectively, and Michael Thomas was making catches. It having him back, I thought, was a big plus for the offense, and yet it hasn't carried over from then. I mean, there's been some good times, as any professional should have, but it hasn't been consistency, especially with Jameis.
Coach, Coach Moore, along those lines, okay, I was at every practice for training camp, and now Jameis hurt his ankle, so he missed some practices. But let's say I just came down from Mars, and I know American football. I know football, but I don't know any individuals, and I'm just going to observe and I'm going to watch. I can tell you right now, there's no competition, but Jameis Winston did not look better than Andy Dalton. I'm just saying. Now, Andy Dalton has had 150 starts. Now, he never did anything in the postseason, but he was still a winner. Look what he did in the AFC North with Cincinnati. I mean, we won a bunch of games, didn't win anything, but you still, it's something about winning. And then I just look at Jameis and the opportunity that he's had. To me, there's a reason why the Saints in the offseason went after Deshaun Watson. Now think about that. Now, we didn't get Deshaun Watson. Now, we all know he's asked to wait before he could play in Cleveland. But even the Saints weren't sold on Jameis Winston, or they wouldn't have went after Deshaun Watson.
Bobby, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that was certainly an indication of what they feel about Jameis, that they needed a guy that's special at that position, and they've got other other areas that are good enough to get to the playoffs and win championships and things like that. But obviously they didn't think that of Jameis Winston. They wouldn't have gone off after Deshaun Watson. And that's a good indication right there of how they might feel about him or do feel about him. And to me, he's too erratic. I mean, sometimes he'll make a big play when he needs to, but God dang, he's a quarterback and he's a quarterback on an NFL team. He's supposed to do that. He gets paid to make those kind of plays. But then overall, you look at his what he does during the course of a game, and it's not good enough. That's my opinion. I've never been a strong Jameis Winston fan since he's been with the Saints. And hey, what do I watch him on TV? I get to a few games, but I don't know. I just don't know if he can. And it's the most important position on the team, and to get where you want to get, and I don't think he can do it for you. That's my opinion.
Coach, the two teams that sort of held their water at the quarterback position, it was questionable in the offseason. One is Miami with Tua. Now, they've added some weapons. Man, because Tyreek Hill, you can't tell me that the Chiefs' offense is better without him. I mean, he's such a difference maker out there. And then the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. They go out and get A.J. Brown.
Now, he's gotten better, Jalen Hurts.
And you see both of them. Now, both of them have really good defense, and they're physical, offensive, defensive lines. But they put other pieces around them, and you see they look like totally different quarterbacks. Now, Hurts and Tua, it was always sort of erratic. You caught that, you know, maybe a stretch they played well, and then they didn't. Then they added some weapons to these two guys. And, man, right now, they're rolling. Both the Dolphins and their defense is really good. And the Eagles, their offensive line and the weapons they have on offense is terrific. And their secondary is as good as anybody's in the NFL.
Well, okay. Now, here we're talking about quarterbacks, and we're comparing, I would assume, Jalen Hurts and who's the other
and
guy?
Tua.
Jalen and Tua. To Jameis, and you know, Jalen Hurts, I think is really in what, about his third year or something like that,
and he's
gotten better. Yeah, he's really young as heck. He's got a lot of talent around him, but he has just gotten better. Talent or no talent, you can see that this guy's improved as a quarterback, and certainly that takes some time. But Tua's kind of been up and down, but he's certainly playing a lot better this year for Miami. But you know, he's got to have help. I still think the quarterback is the most important guy on the team. And, you know, Bobby, back when we played, when you played and I coached, I don't think the quarterback position necessarily had – and I'm not referring to you or anything.
No, I agree with you.
Quarterback. I'm not saying the quarterback had to be the best guy on the team to get you into the playoffs and winning and all that. But I think with offenses nowadays, I think the quarterback position has become so important that this guy better be special if you're going to get to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And you got a lot of have a lot of help. Don't get me wrong. I know that, but you better have a good quarterback, something special.
Well, the thing is, Coach Barr, I don't think you see in the future. Now, it can happen, but it would be a nominally if it happened, like a Trent Dilfer or a Brad Johnson winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
You
I
look
agree.
At that Ravens defense. I mean, that was like the Bears defense in the mid-80s. And then you look at the Ravens with Ray Lewis and then Trent Dilfer. So you got to know your role, but the bottom line, you have to know when you play in the percentage. I know you always told me this, Coach Barr, remember. Can we be like, okay, if we were playing 16 games, can you go 500 on the road and you'd be 4-4 and then just go 6-2 at home? Then you can't help but you should go to the playoffs. Then you're winning double digits. Well, you know what I can't understand? We have sucked as of late in the Superdome and we've been the number one road warriors. I mean, we have not, I don't know, COVID, whatever, we have not taken care of the dome field advantage. There's been no dome field advantage. It's been really frustrating for the fans. As of late, no, we've done well on the road. Now, we lost to Carolina, but overall, we've been road warriors, and I can't explain this. If fans ask me, we have not done well at home.
Why, Bobby? You say you can't explain it. I mean, you follow
yeah,
the team.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys do. You're the expert. Tell me why. I didn't know this.
The only thing I can say, Coach, is that sometimes you want to play so well in front of the home folks that maybe you put more pressure on yourself and you foot loose and fancy free on the road. So you maybe take the if your talent. So I have no idea. But Dave, I think Sean Payton established something. And the other thing, we're going to England. England has treated us well. But you know what? We had Drew Brees at quarterback. He beat his old team, the Chargers. We shut out the Dolphins with Jay Cutler, 20-0 in England. But now, I don't know. Now, we left early. We're doing the same routine because it worked well for us. We left straight from Charlotte after the Carolina game to go to England. Or the Vikings are treating it just like a regular away game. So I don't know how they cannot have jet lag. Now, that'll be interesting. Now, the Saints, 2.5-point underdog. So I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of like flip a coin. I don't know whether the Saints win or not.
Yeah, I don't either. I thought they had a sure, you know, they should have won last week, last Sunday, and they didn't against a team that, I don't know, they announced it on TV a bunch of times. Oh, it'd been 21 years or something before they did this. It's been 9 games before they've done this.
They lost 9 games in a row.
Forever. That doesn't mean that they can't be winners, yeah. But they shouldn't beat the Saints if the Saints are as good a team as people think they are.
Without a doubt.
I've just been a little bit disappointed. Everybody's blaming it on Jameis. I know that. But
well, you know how that goes, Coach. Like you and I, we get too much of the glory and we get too much of the blame. Because the head coach and the quarterback, that just comes with the territory when things aren't working out. And then when things are working out, you know, yeah, we're not playing golf
Bobby,
or tennis.
Bobby, you made this point, and I know what you're meaning by this, certainly. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for you as a player and a person, and a guy I'd love to coach forever. But anyway, you said, well, maybe the Saints are trying too hard at home. Well, they're a professional football team.
I agree.
The home ought to be the home advantage. I don't think they're trying too hard. And then you said, and I understand why you say these things. I probably say the same thing. Well, on the road, they're fancy free, or they just loose and do this, and then they do better. You know, they're an NFL team, man. They should be up every week. Of course, that's hard to do. But whether they're – and the home field advantage should always be there. And obviously it hasn't been with them. Is that correct?
Yeah. Coach Moore, I got to pull up these numbers, but I'm going to show you next time I talk to you. It is unbelievable how it is not – and the fans are there. And the fans want to cheer. There's no don't feel advantage. And I always tell this, well, you know, the fans need to be more into the game. Well, what? How can you be more in the game if all of a sudden you're not winning? I mean, they're not going to just yell and cheer just to be cheering. They're going to lock you up. You'll be like, what? Well, what are they screaming for? I mean, you got to give them something to cheer for at home.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I didn't realize their records at home. God dang it, wait a minute. I didn't realize their record at home as opposed to the road like you guys do, but certainly you should always have a home field advantage.
No, and Coach, what's crazy, we number one in the whole NFL on the road. Not number two or three, number one. Wow. I know, it's unbelievable. I'm going to say off the top of my head, last 3 or 4 years, we're the number one road team.
Well, then they should have had better seasons than that.
good point.
Jim Mora, former Saints head coach and Colts head coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
hey,
Coach.
Anytime with you guys. I have fun doing it with you guys.
Hey, love you, Coach.
Okay, I love you too, Bobby. Keep up the good work, man. I always hear good things about you when I come down there. And I say, yep, that's Bobby.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Coach. If you got a problem with Bobby, I think you need to check yourself. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
A lot of people will be checking themselves, Christian.
I got a confession to make. My fantasy team stink. I'm bad. I'm like 0-3 in most of my leagues.
So is that because of your draft, Christian, or why?
Well,
or
some of his draft.
Oh, yes, because of his draft. But he had different players.
No. You could be impacted by injuries, right? Your roster could be.
Well, that's the draft.
In particular, the Mike Evans suspension and Chris Godwin re-injury. I drafted Godwin late.
So, in other words, Chris, you have bad luck. Just bad luck.
Or I'm just bad at it.
I would keep Godwin.
I am.
Because he's going to come back and play.
No. I even drafted DeAndre Hopkins late, knowing that after week 6, he's an all-pro receiver. But I got to survive. I got to get a couple of W's at some point. I'm not going to be in the conversation. I'm 0-3 in our WWL fantasy league.
So, how's Charlie? Charlie kicking butt?
Charlie?
Lamar Jackson is kicking butt.
Oh, my gosh. You know who does have... Where I did well, though, against the Ravens, the Dolphins, when Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill went berserk scoring 40 fantasy points. I had both of them.
Yeah, you had them in the – man, three quarters in, you was like, man, this ain't too good.
Right.
And in the fourth quarter, it was like, kaboom.
Yeah.
After that.
Okay, that's what I wanted. I blew out the guy.
Listen, you don't even have to be a Ravens fan. But Lamar Jackson betting on himself, how can you not cheer for him to get rewarded? You know what I mean? Like, you know, putting the cart before the horse. Some players want to get paid before they do anything. To me, Lamar Jackson – I mean, compared to Kyler Murray, no. Lamar Jackson was the MVP in the whole league.
He's playing like one again.
I hope he continues to have success so the Ravens have to pay him or somebody pays him.
The crazy part is, at one time they were great on defense, so on offense. Now they can score points and their defense is lousy.
Yeah, their defense has been terrible.
All right, 1 hour down, two more to go. It's the Saints hour coming up at 7 o'clock with Mike Haas and General Manager Mickey Loomis, London style. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.